Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow, and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists. This week, we get the cogs turning.
Hello, Naked Scientists. I'm Stefan from Switzerland, and I was wondering about human microevolution. Birds and insects are changing their patterns to cope with climate change. But what about us? Will we develop stronger index fingers to use with touchscreens or computer mice?
So, are our modern lifestyles directing the way us humans evolve? Will those of us who are more handily switched onto computers be more likely to copulate and successfully breed? Will those more plugged in have an advantage over those who don't? Over to Robert Foley, Professor of Human Evolution at Cambridge University.
Evolutionary changes usually occur through small genetic shifts, which are then selected for and spread through a population. For humans to evolve significantly in a new direction would take immense selective pressures. Selection like this, for example, for fingers coping with touchscreens, is unlikely to be really very strong, and certainly unlikely to be strong enough to spread through such a large population as the human one.
Still concerned about the speed of natural selection and my digits, I dial up John Amauer, Professor of Human Genetics at Nottingham University, for his thoughts.
Spreading genes by natural selection is incredibly slow. It's a generation-by-generation process, but it's effective. Humans, on the other hand, because we have ideas and communication, we can spread ideas and technologies and tricks, if you like, much, much faster than we can spread genes. And of course, we can spread ideas to people we're not related to, where genes, by natural selection, can only be passed on to descendants. So I think the answer is that engineering, the market, will fix a new touchscreen pad that is easier for human beings, as opposed to human beings evolving to adapt to the touchscreen pad, because genes spread very slowly, but ideas and technologies spread incredibly quickly.
And on Facebook, listeners agree. Gerald McMullen comments that technology changes too fast and natural selection too slowly to make any advantage apparent. Back to Robert Foley for this word of caution.
Having said that, there are possible ways in which things will change. As we use computers more and more, it may not affect the muscular physiology or skeletal biology of humans, but it could well affect the way our brains are wired, particularly as these often develop interactively with the environment in which we grow and develop.
Well, thanks to Stephen, Robert, John and Gerald for their contributions. We next crunch into some data. A tantalisingly anonymous listener from Whittlesford, Cambridgeshire, got in touch asking,
what I was wondering is, if the human genome contains 750 megabytes of storage, and 90% is roughly the same as a banana, then why does my PC operating system need 1 gigabyte?
So, human cells contain data in the form of DNA, and this data acts as a blueprint or set of instructions to allow our brain and body to work properly. But why does your standard PC need more data storage than one of us? Surely our processing power is greater. What do you think? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
The Naked Scientists Question of the Week. Brought to you in association with the How to Wissmann Foundation. Supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.